أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون المؤمنين من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. The 19th evil quality of the Jews is explained here, and all this is also for us that we take a lesson that we don't fall in the same trap. One of the evil qualities was where they said on the one side, as we read previously, that they will go into the fire of Jahannam just for a few days. And the other they claim that the Akhirat is exclusive for them, and no, that is Jannah, and nobody else will enter Jannah besides them. That also they believe that they are the chosen people, their hearts are filled with all goodness, no other goodness can come in them, and Islam is not required by them, and they will be in Jannah, and only they, khalisatam min dunin nas, no other people will enter Jannah. And this is the beautiful teaching and the quality of the Quran Sharif, that if we will read it regularly, we will follow it, then the reality of deen will come into us. So Allah Ta'ala scans again the quality of iman and this claim that they are making, that if they are saying that Akhirat, Jannah is exclusive for them, only for them and for no one else, then Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. کہہ دے کہ اگر ہے تمہارے واسطے آخرت کا گھر. Say to the Jews, challenge them, that if you are claiming that Akhirat, Jannah is only for you, عِنَّ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِن دُونِ النَّاسِ, Allah کے ہاں تنہا سوا اور لوگوں کے, by Allah Ta'ala, that is only for you and nobody else will enter into Jannah besides you, the Jews. If you have got this claim, then فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتِ, تو مرنے کی عارضو کرو. Then make the desire, have the desire to die. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, اگر تم سچ کہتے ہو. If you are truthful in your claim that Jannah is only for you, and Jannah, you know, even the Jews, that it is a much, much more superior place than dunya. That in this dunya, they were going through, they were being exiled by the Muslims, by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The men were being killed, were taken prisoners for all the wrongs and the evil they were doing. They were having endless problems. And Jannah, according to them, is the place that they will go and enjoy forever. And the only way to get to Jannah is by maut. Then you should desire for maut. Because only through maut will you go to the Akhirat, and will you go by Allah Ta'ala and get your Jannah. So then desire maut. But they never ever desired for maut. That was proof that they are liars also in their claim that Jannah is only for them, and that they are going straight to Jannah and that they will have no problem. So from here we learn the lesson that really if our yaqeen is also that Jannah is the place of enjoyment, dunya is a place of prison, then we should also in our heart have the desire to die. But the way we are carrying on, especially at the moment, that to save lives and to save our own lives and all the protocols we are following, that forget dying, I mustn't even get sick. That means we don't want to die. So if Jannah is our yaqeen, it is a superior place, it is the everlasting place of enjoyment, then a person will not want to have all this go to this extent of saving his life and saving the lives of the other people. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and the deen teaches us to give our lives for deen. Not to save our lives and spoil the deen, but to give our lives for the sake of deen. So the same thing which the Jews, they also did not want to die. On the one side they claimed that Jannat is only for them. Jannat is a place of great enjoyment, no worry whatsoever, no grief whatsoever. So any person in his right senses will desire for Jannat. But this fear that has come into us, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to as wahan, the love of dunya and the fear of death, that we just don't want to die whatsoever, and we are want to take every precaution, prepared to close the masjids also, and not allow people to come to the masjids also, because we are afraid we are going to forget dying, we will get sick. So that is not really the way of a person who has got yaqeen in akhirah, who has got yaqeen in Jannah. If a person is in a jail and he is given the option that he has a beautiful palace and you can go and live in this palace and you don't have to maintain it, you don't have to look after it, you just have to enjoy it all the time. No sensible person will prefer to live in the jail. Dunya is a jail. Jannat is that palace that we don't have to do anything, no maintenance of anything, and just to enjoy it all the time. Any sensible person will desire that. So we have to check ourselves also, what is the status of our iman? That we are just happy that we have got iman. We got iman as in the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala challenged the quality of iman of the Jews also. So we also suggest that what is the quality? Is it that we don't want to die, we just want to live in spite of all the problems of this dunya? We are complaining of crime, we are complaining of road accidents, we are complaining of serious diseases, heart problems, we are complaining of fights and arguments, all these things, and Jannat is free from that. So if a person has really got that yaqeen, then any sensible person by any measure will wish that I can die and go into Jannat. How much is that in us, we should see? Do we even make dua for maut? Are we frightened even just to take the name of maut? So iman, we have to check whether our iman is there, and this we get from the teachings of what the Bani Israel, the Jews, their condition was. May Allah give us the true iman and the true desire for maut and for Jannat also. Wa akhiru da'wana.